this is just going to be the second part of the session. Okay, so employment for Jeanette. Okay, and say your first name again.
Jeanette.
Say it one more time.
Jeanette.
What they're saying is that you're a very good manifester, and to remember that this is your dream world, so you can dream up whatever it is you want to do. Okay, so you've worked with Merlin in other lifetimes. You know Merlin, right? You've heard of Merlin? So you're a manifester. You can manifest what you need. They're saying you're magical. That's a nice trait. So, they're saying to, like, imagine your dream position. I mean, you have to be realistic. You probably can't be, you know, an astronaut and apply for that kind of job. But think about, like, what you do qualify for that you would like to do. And imagine your dream job. And what they're saying for you is what's going to be important to you is the environment. So think about those elements. Don't just think about like, oh, I want to be a bank teller. Think about, I'm just making that up, but you know, like if I was in a bank teller, I want to be with like people that I like, that I enjoy being with. I want like the hours to be something where I can still do my spiritual, like think about like the, what they're saying that it's not actually the job that's going to make a difference for you. It's going to be the environment. It's mm-hmm. going to be like that kind of stuff. So sort of have a list for yourself, like what's important. Like if you look for to buy a house, like you can't get it all. You can't get the perfect this and the perfect that and the perfect that. So you kind of prioritize, well, the view's the most important to me, or the school district's the whatever it is for you. So they're saying with the job, it's the same thing. Think about what's important to you, because it's not that you can't get a job, it's that you want a job that you're good, that's gonna be a good environment. Environment's key for you. So if you visualize that, if you see that kind of energy, then you will attract that in. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So kind of visualize it first, and they're saying get very clear. It's almost like a creating kind of thing, and they say because you create, like you know how to do that. Whether you're aware of it or not, you do that. So you're really going to source it in. So you want specifics like which of those places? Or
yeah, just give me a hint of some
a hint of which to look at? Mm-hmm. Would you do like a clerical? Like what would you do at one of these places?
Yeah, that would be fine. It depends on.
That would be fine.
Yeah.
So we don't even know.
For spa. I see a spa.
Okay.
And you work in there and then.
What would you do at a spa?
You do Reiki. You know, but okay. I could just start working there and being around those kind of people. That's what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But you also have to be able to pay for the car payment. You know?
Okay, say your name one more time, please.
Jeanette.
It's the funniest message they're giving me. I don't know why they don't want to tell me what they're telling me something, and if I have to decode it, it's like the Morse code. If I had to decode it, what they're saying is you got to stand on your own two feet. And let me give you an example. This will make you laugh, make you feel better. I went to a channeling once years ago, and the person looked at me. And he says, let me explain something about your spirit guides. He says, your spirit guides are not to be at, like they're not to find out every decision you ever make. So in other words, like, you know, if you should go to the 2 o'clock movie or the 5 o'clock movie, don't call on your spirit guides. But it was like even more than that, like every decision I make, don't go to the spirit guides. And my feelings were kind of hurt when he gave me that message, but he was right. I mean, he really was. Once I started channeling, every decision I made, I would like defer to them. And they were like, no, that's not what our job is. So I don't know if you do that a lot or not, but the message that I'm getting is basically that you have the opportunity, that you have the opportunity, I don't want to say responsibility, but like almost, they're kind of bringing it back to you. Like they really want you to practice creating what it is you want to do rather than going to them and getting the push from them. And the reason is they want you to start understanding your power. Mm-hmm. And they're saying that's part of the problem. That's part of the lack in your life right now, is because you don't understand your ability to create and your ability to bring in your ideas and bring in your resources and bring in your energy and create what you want. And that they are by you, they will assist you, they are beside you. They said they're beside you 24/7. So they're beside you, but they don't want you to lean on them. They want to help support you. So when you get the ideas of what you want, it's like, you know, I've thought about this, I prayed about this, I meditated about this, I really want to be in a spa. They will support, and then they say at that point, then call on spirit. Okay, lead me to the right ads, lead me to the right places, help, you know, help me to create a positive impression when I go on the interview. Put the ideas in my mind, you know, and then you may get like, you know, when I send out the resumes to, you know, like imbue them with the white light to send love to the people that I'm about to meet. They will help you and guide you to find the right positions. But they say the initial like creative sourcing process, mm-hmm, has to come from you. It doesn't have to, but that when you do that, you will take back ownership of your life a little bit more. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay.
Mean, I'm working, and I manifested,
right,
two jobs, both of them I wanted.
Right.
And I got them.
Yeah, because that's the magician part of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm not around people that I want to be. I'm in sales. I don't want to do it anymore.
That's what they're telling me. They're saying that that you need a better environment. Like, environment's key for you.
Mm-hmm.
So figure out what environment you want, and then they will be there to help you with that. Does that make sense? Sorry, I don't. They just keep sending it back to you, and you know,
okay,
it's got to follow orders.
Okay.
Okay. There's a reason for the madness. Okay. And hi, welcome. So glad you came. So glad you came. All right. So this is what it's like.
I have a million questions.
Okay.
It's hard to pinpoint one.
Bring it down to one. Uh-huh.
I'm going through a lot of changes, but I feel...
They're saying that's good.
I feel lost. Like, I feel like they're pushing me off a cliff, and I'm floating in midair, and I don't have a grounding.
Okay, they're saying all those changes are actually magnificent, because when the bird goes out of the nest, that's when they learn to fly. And you're absolutely right on target, and they couldn't be prouder. They could not be prouder if they tried. You are absolutely where you're supposed to be. So I will tell you that for sure. I mean, for sure. I mean, like, I've got a whole line of guides, masters, whoever are, and it's almost like, you know, when graduation and everyone claps. Okay, they're all lined up for you, and they're all clapping. So whatever you've done to get to the place of the change where you don't know what the heck you're doing, you did it all right. That's huge. I mean, that's not good. What they're saying, it's not me saying it's huge. It's them saying it's huge. It's huge. Because you believed in yourself enough to create all this. Do you see
mm-hmm.
what they're saying? Okay.
Very emotional.
Yeah. All right. So, and what is your question for this evening?
Where do I go from here? I guess is the, you know,
Word.
I don't expect specific instructions, but
right.
You know, is there anything I need to do to? I mean, it's confusing. I need some clarity.
Okay. Can you give me an area of your life that you're asking about?
Relationships.
Okay. And say your first name, please.
Mercedes.
I'm gonna say it one more time.
Mercedes.
There's a gentleman still hanging around. Did you just end the relationship? You ended a few. All right, so who is this man? One moment. just say he's a little bossy. Mercedes, give me a moment. I've got to figure out who this guy is. I'm still trying to figure out friend or foe. And I don't mean that, like, only friends are allowed in our circle. And, you know, I hold that intention, and I have a guide only allowing light beings in. So it's definitely a friend. But I'm trying to figure out if it's a spirit guide or somebody else. Okay, so I'm going to say this. You are not alone. I mean, you are so not alone, and it helps me, because sometimes, you know, you're dealing with your life, and, you know, I know they're spirit guides, and I know they're masters, because I channel them, for goodness sakes. And yet, you just feel like, you just kind of feel alone. And what he's showing me is that this, and you know, you read the books where they say it's a dream experience. I don't know if you've read that or not. And sometimes I have that feeling, and yet I forget. And what he's saying is that we all have like a whole team behind us. Like, we have a whole team of, you know, like when you go out to play a game, like there's a whole baseball team, and, you know, you got players on the field, and you have players to help if the players on the field get hurt, and, you know, you got the doctor, and you got the coach, and you've got, you know, like, you've just got this whole support team. So what he's telling me is you've got, like, he's showing me, like, all the members of your support team in spirit. And it's huge. I mean, it's, I've never seen this. I mean, I've never, ever, ever seen this before. Okay, so your question is where to go from here. He won't let up. He's saying stuff like, you know, she's our lady. She's our lady. And the feeling I get is, it's almost like, how do I say this about you? Whatever it is you're working on, well, why you're here, why you've incarnated on Earth in this lifetime, it's not just about you. It's like a soul group. I don't know how much you know about metaphysics, but and I've read about this as well. It's sort of like the soul group is working together to accomplish something. So whether it's clearing energy for your family line, whether it's healing the waters of the ocean, but there's like their goals involved. And so like one person in the soul group, or maybe more, you know, I'm not an expert in this in any way, shape, or form, but the idea is an individual incarnates, and so you're the one having the experience that you're here on Earth doing your thing, but that you have like this whole team. It's almost like in the Matrix, you know, like he goes into the Matrix, but then there's this whole backup team. It's like that. It's like the Matrix. But nicer. It's not like grim, like everything they had to live through. He's going much more pleasant. Much more pleasant. Okay. So what I feel from you, I don't even know what your answer is to what to go forward, because I just can't get off the amazingly beautiful experience of how much support you have and how much love you have. And how much, self-forgiveness. They're saying that you've been willing to show yourself self-forgiveness, and that's huge, and that's making all the difference in the world. They're saying all the difference in the world. It's almost like, you know, if you went to a casino game and like you needed like one card, and that would give you blackjack or whatever, like that's the card, and you played it. you played your hand beautifully. And they're saying your willingness to show yourself self-forgiveness and self-respect. They're saying no damsel in distress here. Whatever you've just done, it is significant. It's huge. Okay, so your question is where to go from here. Okay, let me see if I can advise. They're saying take it one day at a time, and you're going to work miracles in your life, and it's because the energy that you're imbued with is of a much finer, more refined caliber. The caliber is not the right word, but you've changed your energy pattern. Like nothing's going to happen to you tomorrow, so I don't mean that when I say this, but it's like if you crossed over tomorrow, like, you've achieved what you came here to achieve. Like you've learned your life lesson. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. And they're saying nothing's happening to you, but that it's that significant. Like if you did nothing else, you came here to do what you needed to do. I don't see how it really gets huger than that. So where to go from here? They're saying basically take it one day at a time to continue to nurture yourself, to provide yourself with the self-love and caring, be good to yourself, and that your energy is kind of like a tuning fork. So you're going to attract and manifest, you're going to call it to you because you're at a different vibration now. So you're going to start calling in new friends, new experiences, people that are lined up with, it's like you've got this signature code, like your vibration. And that it's all lined up. Like, and what they're showing me, it's kind of like, like an assembly line, like the conveyor belt. So the conveyor belt, like, drops stuff, and that's what I see, like, over your head. Like, it's drop. So it's not that you can just stand there and wait for it, but that you will energetically attract everything, everything that's justly deserved. And what's justly deserved is, they're saying, magnificent. Yeah, really awesome.
I feel like I got rid of everything.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. You did.
And went all by myself.
Yeah, you did. And they're saying it was time. It was time. Whatever you did, it was perfect. Huge. I know, really huge. Huh. Hi, Miss Gina.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, how can I help you?
And paying attention to all the different signs that are coming to me and trying to make sense of it or allowing the guidance to come to me. But that said, in terms of the prayer, and I'm also taking action, but in terms of, I guess, romantic, because I'm working on my other relationships, which are working out better. And then
good.
Romantic, I'm still kind of confused if I'm missing something yet or if I'm still on a different path. And also career-wise for music and writing, I feel like I don't know if it's like a holding pattern or anything right now to attract things, or so I'm kind of like wanting guidance on those two. If I'm accurately reading the signs and then working with the people that are coming into my life, or is there something better that I'm waiting for?
Okay, so here's the good news. There's just one solution to everything you just said. They said is as you develop your own self-trust a little bit more, that will take care of everything in your pie. So everything that you want, so you want like the romance, you want the work, you want this, you want that, all of that is reflective of the love and trust and devotion to self. So the more that, not that we want you to get like egocentric or anything, but the more that you can hold up the mirror and be like, I like who I see, I really like who I see. It's not that so much, hold on. Hold up the mirror and, okay, I take back the like what I see. The more that you can hold up the mirror and honor, they're saying it's about honor. the more that you can honor who you see. And that they say there's just a little bit more growth that you need to do in that area. So to focus on that area. So it's not even so much about focusing on finding the right guy or finding this, well, I mean, you need employment and all that, but assuming you have that, it's much more about your relationship with self and about honoring yourself, honoring your spiritual self, honoring your true self, your true soul. They're saying, okay, so they're saying, what's the trying about?
Well, I just feel like I don't know what else I should be doing to get to that level, because I felt like since I first came here, it's like so different.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's just more processing, and I'm just like, should now just let it come to me, or is there something else I should be doing, or am I on the right path with that already?
Okay, so. You're going to get mad at me, but they want you to take out the word should also from your vocabulary.
Yeah.
So they say no more trying, no more should. Yeah. Because all these things are saying that, like, you're not enough. And it's sort of like the message that you're giving yourself. And they're saying right now, like, you're almost like a broken record in terms of, like, what you're not doing and what you don't have yet and what's still missing. So they want you to turn it around and start noticing what you do have, what you do like, what you do believe about yourself, what you think's really cool about yourself. Does that make sense? Okay. And so then they said the other thing you can do is every time you see something in someone else that you admire, take a moment and rediscover that part of you that has that same quality. Because they say everything that you see in someone else, you're like, wow, that's really cool. You actually have it in you already. You're noticing an aspect of yourself. Okay? So do those two things, and they say if you do that consistently, I mean, not every second of every day, obviously, but if you do it consistently, you will energetically bring yourself up, honor yourself. Oh, my goodness. There's one more thing they want me to try to share. I don't know if I'm going to remember this. There's a mantra by, the heck is her name? Lakshmi. And it's like a wealth mantra. So, and it's Om Shri Brzee. But, like, the definition of those words, it's, you can look it up on the internet, but it's sort of like Lakshmi, she's like a Hindu goddess, but I forget the exact words, but it's sort of like her on the throne. So, like, kind of like elevating her status and your status to have the wealth, you know, to have the wealth consciousness. So that's what they want for you. They want you to start putting yourself on the throne. Like, start seeing your worth and value. Start, imagine like you were Lakshmi, or there's something about like you going on a throne. They like that idea of, because they say you put yourself on anything but a throne. Because, you know, a throne is elevated so everybody can see them. They're high because they're special. Okay, so the more that you can start elevating your self-perception, your self-worth, your self-concept, they keep going back to honoring. So every time you see anything, you really like this artist, you really like this channeler, you really like this friend, you really like someone on YouTube. What aspect of them, what quality are they showing that's reflective of me? Because you're really looking at yourself. Does that make sense? Okay, they're saying amp it up. So imagine like you had a concert. Like imagine you had a concert in a month and you had to get ready. Like would you be rehearsing like a mad woman? You'd be rehearsing like all the time, right? You get a quick sandwich and you go back and rehearse because you really want to get those notes. I don't know what your musical instruments are, but you really want to get those notes down. You really want to get, you know, your voice in a certain pitch, and you know what I'm saying? Like you'd really make sure. So imagine that like you've got a month to do this. I mean, don't go crazy, but they're kind of like light a fire under you a little bit. Only because you can do this and you're worth it. Does that make sense? And see it as fun. Don't see it as work. Like, nah, I'm trying. Am I ever going to get there? It's more of, I deserve this. I'm going to make the effort because I deserve this. You see the difference? Okay. Do I wake her up? What do I do? We didn't know if you had a question or not. Okay. And say your first name, please. Well, I hope that's not what they want to tell you. All right, Kara, can you say it one more time, please? I see you soaking in like a bath. I don't know why. Can I say it one more time, please? They're trying to help heal you. Are you not feeling good? Yeah. They're trying to help heal you. One moment. I don't know what's going on, but I keep seeing like all these healing symbols. So I'm thinking you're really not feeling good. Yeah, that's what it looks like to me. Okay, so what is the message? Is the next question. Karen, I'm going to come back to you because I just keep seeing all these healing things. And it's more than the magic wand that I've ordered for you, but it is on its way. It's being shipped as we speak. All right, so let me come back. Hi, Miss Mindy.
Hi.
Hi, honey.
I just wanted to maybe find out a little bit about a guy, if I have the
Okay. And someone that you were with in another incarnation?
Yeah, like the guy, last time you told me we spent, my philosopher died and I spent another incarnation together. We only took you four, we were close.
Okay.
But I'm referring more to my joy guy. I don't know too much about her. And I was just wondering if you could enlighten me on some things about her. What she's like, didn't do. I know her before.
Okay. And do you know her name?
Joy.
Oh, I thought it was your joy guide.
It is, and her name is Joy.
And her name is Joy. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, joke's on me. Okay.
That's what I've been told.
No, I'm sure it is. I just, like,
I
we could have gone around and around for a long,
who?
Yeah, I know who. We could have gone around for a lot of moments, like, what's on first? Who's on first, right? Oh, Lordy. That only took me two times to figure that one out. Joy. Okay, and say your first name, please.
Mindy.
I don't know Mindy, but what I can tell you, I don't know if this is Joy or not. So let me start with who's here. There's a woman who's, I'm going to say middle age, and I'm middle age, so I'm not putting her down because I said that, but she's dressing more like I would think of someone middle age, like, you know, oh, how do I say it? You know, like mama's family kind of thing, you know, like a dress and, you know, the hair, like the old fashioned hair, that kind of thing.
A house dress?
Yeah, not a house dress, but just oh, maybe someone 10 years older than me. But just older, older in terms of appearance, or dress. I don't know how else to explain it. Anyway, she sings. She's a singer. I think she's like an opera singer, something like that. And she says she's here. I'm trying to ask her if she's your joy guy, because I still don't know about that. But whoever this nice lady is saying that she's here to help you put the bells and whistles on your program, that that you need help. We all need help. You have a tall order ahead of you, that you have implemented a program for change in your life, and it constitutes an upgrade. You're being upgraded. So she's here to assist. They're saying it's sort of like in a corporation, you know, if someone gets a promotion, like people come in and, you know, you get like a new office and they decorate the office for you, and, you know, you get like more, you get what you need for your new position. So she says it's like that. And there's a little bit of the changing of the guards because of that. So some of your guides are going in and out, because you have more refined needs right now. They really are pushing you, and not pushing you, but like setting you up, setting the stage for like this healing career. She says they're very busy, very busy, 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 busy. Okay, so let me see if she's your joy guide. She says she can't help me with that. she's not your joy guide, nor can she help me with any information about your joy guide. She said, but she's here setting the stage. She's setting the stage.
Is she helping you sing? Is she one that, does she sing with you?
She's very funny. She says she sings at you. she works with you, and she sings at you, and mm-hmm. she tries to get you to practice more. She says she's very funny. She says you have a huge spiritual gift, she says, and they're not about to let it go to waste. so they're doing everything they can to help you say yes, and to help you turn the tide, so to speak. That they're saying a shift has to take place, and you're kind of like, you get it, but it's kind of like, yeah, I'll get around to that, you know, kind of thing. You know, it's almost like cleaning the coffee table. Yeah, the magazines, I really should go through them, you know, and you keep looking at them. She says it's kind of like that, and she's pointing to her watch, and she's going, time's a ticking, time's a ticking.
She doesn't know about time.
Time's a ticking. She knows.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she's been on Earth before. She knows. Yeah, she says absolutely. She's been on Earth before. She says she's played both roles. She says her karmic debt is almost gone and free, and okay, we're friends, I can say this. She says, you've been a challenging one. She says, but that's okay. and she says that with love. It's like a sisterly love kind of thing. She says, I can say stuff like that. She says, you can't, but she says, I can say stuff like that. She says, they have your number. She says, they know you're capable. She says, so basically, like, she's sending like the draft card, like hand us your draft card. She's like, basically you're a shoo-in.
Does it have to do with this new healing technology that I'm using, or more having to do with the medium technology, mediumship in terms of the healing?
She say it's a little bit of both, because your consciousness is working on understanding healing, like the different modalities of healing, like understanding the healing potentialities. And so part of what you're doing with the healing is like you're learning it, but more importantly, you're teaching your mind, instructing your mind that healing occurs from within out rather than from out in. So you're getting more in touch with like your natural gifts. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
She says, okay, I'm done. All right, I don't know about your joy guide, but we got this nice lady, so.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, Joseph.
Hi.
Hi.
Whatever name I'm saying.
Okay, and say your first name.
Joseph.
They say you're learning, you're doing well. They say you're a little slow, but that's okay. They're on a roll here tonight. They're on a roll. They're saying you know they say everything with affection. They have great respect for you as an individual, both incarnated and in spirit. They have great respect for the roles that you've played, and as well as compassion for the times of loss. But they say that they're here to see you through it, and okay, one moment. Joseph, say it one more time, please.
Okay.
Do you go dancing? Do you like music? Do you like anything
like
that? I see you like
to perform music.
I see you dancing on piano keys, like a little miniature version of you, like this dancing away on piano keys. They want you to start doing stuff that brings you joy. Like, this is not just about going to channeling groups and healing yourself. They say that's all very nice, and they appreciate it. But they want you to start, like, doing things that just bring you joy, just for the sake of the joy. So start incorporating little treats for yourself here and there.
No.
And, they said until now. They're saying until now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They say, see, he gets it. They love you. I mean, they love you like, I can't imagine them loving anyone more than I can't explain it. It's just like a camaraderie kind of love, you know? Yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Elizabeth. Hi.
Well, I take whatever they have for me.
Okay. It's all right. It was a pleasure meeting your grandson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's special.
Yeah, I
thought. Yeah. He's going to turn out great, by the way. Like, not just okay. He's going to turn out great. He already has.
I'm much smaller sailing at the time.
Yeah.
It seems like our household is better than.
Oh, wonderful.
And I've been have to
wonderful.
Kick them out the house in a school. They didn't ask me to take. They didn't handle them. So.
Yeah. He's a good kid. He really is.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're up to you. And say your first name, please.
Miss Chris.
You and he were together in another lifetime, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
You and the grandson that I met.
Brandon.
Yeah, you were together in another lifetime. You're like soul buddies. It's quite nice, actually. Okay, so say your name one more time, please.
Elizabeth.
Sometimes they flash me images, and I'm like, what am I supposed to do with that? So what's going on with the healing? What's that? I don't know. You're the one with the magical healing gifts. You tell me what's that. everyone's settling in a little bit?
They finally start settling down.
Okay, so this is their holy point, is what they're saying. So you can go back to your interests. They say, don't give up on yourself. Don't use the external commotion as an excuse. They said, because the external commotion is always going to be there. They said, if it's not one thing, it's another. If it's not a family issue, it's going to be a hurricane, Council Clare. But it's going to be like a natural disaster. It's going to be like a political thing. You know, something's on TV. It's always going to be something. They say, especially during these times, they're saying it's not like the old days. It's not going to be like the 1950s where everything, like one thing happens every 2.5 years. One thing happens every 2.5 weeks, you know, in these kind of times. So that there needs to be a balance in terms of focused on the external and focused on the internal.
I don't know about my energy, but I've really been in a slump or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what they say is you've used all your magical healing abilities and all these fine people that are now doing better. There's a hint there, they're telling you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you're wondering where your energy went to, now you know, in case there's any confusion about that. So you have opportunity to rejuvenate, so do rejuvenating things, whatever that is for you, lay in a park, go to the beach, you know, whatever rejuvenates you. But that's the point. See the rejuvenating plan as part of your progress in refocusing the energies on you and your healing potentiality, you know, your goals and stuff. Got it? Okay. Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay, so now we're back to Carrie, who's snoozing away over there. Okay, one moment. I keep seeing the same symbols. Is it like a health issue? It's like an energetic issue? Is it life issue? Life issue. Yeah.
Deal with all that.
Okay, but it's just energetic. There's no like health concerns or anything. Have you been to the doctor?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to ask you in front of the group what they said. But you got all these people that love you. I'll start with that. Because I had Joseph all worried about you with your eyes, and I was like, wait a minute, I just read something in a magazine last night. It was a channeling magazine about part of the spiritual path, it creates blurriness and all this kind of stuff. So that's what I gave you. So then I had Joseph all worried last week, and then I had Mindy all concerned that she hadn't seen you this week. So you are loved, just so you know. And then I'm ordering you magic wands. excuse me. So if you're wanting to feel loved, the love is pouring to you. Okay, one moment. I just keep seeing, just so you know what I'm saying, I just keep seeing signs like.
Is it white language?
No, I see like, now I'm drawing a blank. I see like American Red Cross sign, like you need healing. I see like, not an ambulance sign like you need an ambulance, but like you need heat, like.
Like emergency.
Yeah, like healing. And then when I'm trying to tap into the message, the sirens come by, and I was like, oh, this is not a good sign. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm seeing those kind of signs, and I'm, like, tuning in, and then suddenly, you know, it's our dream world. So, and then, like, that comes by. So that's making me think that, like, you need some, like, extra boosting or help or something.
I'm
yeah.
Actually, went to a new healer, and
Okay, so okay, at least my channeling hasn't gone.
No, so I'm open.
Yeah, okay, that's what I keep seeing. I see like you need help.
Yeah,
okay, all right, so one moment. Okay, so at least I'm not crazy. Carrie, say your name one more time. God, even when you say it, it sounds so weak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's more than you being tired. It energetically sounds weak. And you've been on my mind so much this past week. You have no idea.
Oh.
You have no idea how much you've been on my mind. Like, I wanted to text you a million times, and then I just never did. No, I know. The lights went off when you said that, by the way.
Yeah,
the highly functional, the lights are going off, like
yeah.
To prove it to me. Lights.
Yeah, I know.
It's like
okay. You get things empty, but I can still run.
Right. No, I understand. Okay, Carrie, what I'm gonna do is just close the group, and then I'm going to meditate on it tomorrow. Because they just keep showing me the signs. So, oh, well, moment. They don't want me to close yet. One moment. Okay. So, with your permission, what they're going to do is provide some additional energy attunement. So, they ask you to just relax. And you're doing like you've cut the Archangel Michael cords, and you've got like oh Lordy, I don't know how to say this. I know you don't. I feel like something's sucking energy from you,
mm-hmm.
Like a vampire energy kind of thing. I personally don't know how to handle that, but that's how it feels to me. Okay. Have you done all the things you're supposed to do? I'm going to pray about it. I don't know, but I feel like something you're losing. Yeah, you're losing resources. Okay. All right. Wait a minute. They want to seal you up. They want to seal you up. One moment. When I look at you now, I see you like encased in this like golden white light. But when I think of white light, it's golden white light. It's kind of like translucent. I mean, they have you encased. It's like hard looking to me. It's like you know, if you think of not Iron Man, but you just like, oh, wait a minute, I'll tell you who it is. That Star Wars guy that's tall, that's gold. It's that kind of gold. That's what it looks like to me, psychically. It's like, it's hard. They're protecting you. Okay. Okay. They say, now I can close. Indeed, we protect those that are under our guidance and care. You understand then that when you meet our vibration, you are one of the clan. You have signed up for the ascension process. Therefore, you can count on the spiritual support to get you there. Understand, you have done your karmic duty. You have done your, can't get that next word. You have done your karmic duty. You have traveled far and wide. In other words, when you are proactive in the approach to self-forgiveness for the love of self and others, then there is a karmic board that comes to protect, to override, to oversee your progression. You truly do not walk alone, whether you arrive at group or not. You are energetically tied to this group. You are provided support, energetically speaking, through your travels. You see, we are all one. There is truly no, something about there's no real division of space and time. This is a belief, and because the mind believes it, you appear to experience it. But truly, you do not walk alone. I'll leave it with that. Our channeler is a bit tired herself. We will close. Namaste.